Hey, it's Kathy. I'm just hopping in real quick to tell you that the doors are closing to the Abundance Method program today. That's right. May 16th, 4 o'clock Pacific time, we close the doors to this program. And I'm so excited to watch you change your life. I'm so excited to see what happens when you tap into the energy that is within you and you start to attract so much into your life, and there's incredible synchronicity, and you start to perceive what was always here in plain sight, and that which was hidden becomes revealed. If you want to join us, you can go to kathyhiller.com/join. And remember, those of you who sign up for the Platinum, you get the retreat included. It's going to be an incredible retreat. It's a 3-day experience. You can choose between July or October, and the July is definitely filling up. So come on in and join us. Again, the doors close at 4 o'clock Pacific today. You can sign up at kathyhiller.com/join. I cannot wait to spend 12 weeks with you and watch you become a master at manifesting the most gorgeous experiences and opportunities and abundance into your life. Hey guys, it's Kathy. I just want to share an extra mini episode with you every single week because I want to be there for you. I want to be there to encourage you. I want to be there to help you see things in a way that just feels like it's doable, like you are so much closer than you really think. And I want to show you what's possible. So here's one of our minisodes. I hope you like it. Take a listen. The bottom line to all of this is, what is in the way of us allowing ourselves to be visible? Because when you want to start a podcast and you lean into that, there is something that you feel you want to express in the world. And you're like, hell yes, like that part. Ooh, I want to do that. Then you go to do it. And then there's like, well, I'm worried about the artwork, or what should I call it? And really, the avatar that we play, you know, I play this avatar, Kathy Heller, and I've changed her a bunch. I changed her hair color recently. People seem to like it. I changed her clothes. The personality has changed a lot since I was like 5 and 9 and 11, right? The avatar, I change her up the more that I heard Deepak say when he was on my podcast, he's like, I think the avatar changes unless you run for president. It seems to have stayed the same since you're 7 and a half. And I was like, that was hysterical. So true. Anyway, so the avatar is always changing. But it's interesting how that avatar, right, this ego, you know, that we all have, this kind of sabotager, this part of our mind that is always protecting us, you know, that whole thing, it will find sneaky ways to distract you from what's really here. And so it'll be like, if you could just figure out the name, everything would just flow. If you could just figure out the artwork, the funnel sequence of how you collect emails, this would be amazing. But because that's so tricky, this just feels like molasses. And it's just trying to take you off of what really it is. And what really it is this is as simple as, how much of a capacity do I have to be seen? Mm-hmm. How fully can I allow myself to be visible? And what comes up in my solar plexus on a somatic level, in my stomach? You know, what comes up that I don't want to look at? That scares the hell out of me. And all of that is ego, right? And when we come from that place, things feel hard. Things feel like they have to have a lot of hustle to them. We need a lot of certainty. We need to know where things go. But when we don't operate from that part, right? When we come from this other part of us that is like 95% of what's going on in this whole ocean, which is really that part of us, that intuitive part of us, that part of us that doesn't, it's not codependent. It loves, its default is forgiveness. Its default is higher consciousness. It's just light. It's just love. It's just energy. It's connected to everything that ever that's here, mm-hmm. right? We're all connected beyond this physical aspect. That part of us is so ready. It's so in overflow. And because it's not attached to needing anything from anyone, it has a ball. It plays with things. It puts things out there. And we all have that part of us. And so when somebody moves in the room from that place, it actually lights up that part of you. And it feels actually really much more safe. Like Terry Cole, when she spoke at the retreat last week, her thing is boundaries. She wrote a book called Boundary Boss. She's a therapist. She's been a therapist for about 30 years. And she said it's the opposite. When you come from this higher self and you're not codependent, right? People actually feel safe around you because you're in authenticity. right? So then they feel like they can be in their authentic space, right? And it's resonance. And now mm-hmm. both of you are moving at a place that just feels so delicious and you don't know what it is, but you're like, I love when that person's around. I love when I just hear that person's voice because they're not choosing to stay behind this place called, I have to belong. I have to be liked. I have to get it right. Instead, they're just like, here it comes, right? So I had asked my agent early on when she and I started working together about a year ago, what do you think it is that makes Joe Rogan so successful? Because I don't know, like, he's just a dude. Like, I don't get it. And she said, he's unapologetically himself. And I want to just hold on to this for 1 second. I said, that's it. And she said, people, as much as some people might disagree with things, people love a person who's like, this is it. There's nothing else. This is it. This is all of it. I'm not here to put on the mask because I'm trying to get you on board with this fake version of me. This is just what it is. And it feels very safe because it's like, oh, I know what that is now. And boy, do I wish I could be unapologetically myself, right? I wish I could say out loud, you know, these are all the things that make up me. Oh my God, these are, dare I have an opinion about anything? It's like, it's fascinating. You know, you go to Thanksgiving dinner, just watch how many people all of a sudden want to belong. And you have no idea where they're at. It's like, we're doing great. Craig and I are amazing. And you find out later, like, he's drinking too much and she's barely hanging on. You know what I mean? It's just like, it's, there's no intimacy in that. You deny there actually being intimacy because nobody's actually there. So I want to say this because at the end of our retreat, I kind of like yelled at everybody and like in a healthy way. And I said, by and large, I'm generalizing, but I said, by and large, men don't do this because when it comes to doing a thing, when it comes to making an offer, getting paid, they're like, here it is. This is what it costs. Are you in? Are you out? Great. No, let's go play golf. Yes, let's go play golf. Move the half on, right? Women tend to be raised to be hyper people pleasers. So we become codependent constantly. We're constantly taking the temperature of the room and it's exhausting and we're tired and we're pissed and we no longer know where we really started and where they really began because we are conditioned to please, to be pleasing. That has to stop. And women do it to each other. It's like, oh, look who thinks she's. So you can expect that. It doesn't matter. There's always going to be contrast. There's always going to be people who are triggered. There's always going to be people who've been sitting in a dark room so long that you turn on the lights and it hurts their eyes. That's their process. It's like, what would it look like if you released these 10,000 tons that you are carrying that are not yours to carry? And you made a decision that you are going to be unapologetically yourself. The beautiful piece of that is whether your show becomes successful then or not. What a huge gift, because you just gave yourself something called freedom. You are authentic. You have a voice. And you are going to be damned if you have to be so small any longer. You can't. You can't afford it. You just, your soul can't take it. And when you all signed up to do this podcast, you saw, you were like, wow, that is pretty darn impressive that Kathy Heller, she's not Jane Fonda workouts, never heard of her. You know what I mean? Like, she hasn't been doing this for 40 years. And I'm sniffing around. I do get the sense that her podcast is really successful. And I can kind of look at everything she has out there. And I can kind of surmise, like, yeah, I saw that she has a new book deal with Simon & Schuster and AdLarks. And like, she's making tons of money. So that feels like a really cool thing to try. But that's not why you signed up to do it. It was this freedom that we just talked about. It was like, oh, what could happen immediately? Forget the seven figures, forget the Simon & Schuster deal, forget that. I could be free. And if all of you were willing to move that boulder, the payoff is giant. The reward is disproportionate because there are so few people. And by the way, doing that with kindness too, boy, is that a level, you know, like I don't hold back any of the things that are part of the experience that I've had, right? And yet I really value really making space for other people because I value being authentic myself. And so it's okay for me, right? Like I welcome, I appreciate, I understand how people draw the conclusions that they draw. And I want to understand it because you don't become a better person by being around people who only think the way you do, right? You become a great person by being around authentic people who have the courage to throw real authenticity in the room. And then through that, wow, what do you get to become? Wow, you all grow from each other. You actually are then able to take the lessons away that you were meant to learn because that person showed up as who they are supposed to be. I hope you got something out of that. If you like these minisodes, then please share it with someone you know who needs to hear it. And if you post about this episode on Instagram, you can tag me at Kathy.Heller because I always love reposting. I love you so much. I'll talk to you again soon.